Oh, that's my Prime delivery.
What, already?
Only one thing can match the buzz of Prime's fast delivery, and that's the buzz of Prime's entertainment.
What are we watching?
Heads of State, that new action comedy with Idris Elba as the Prime Minister, John Cena as the President, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas as their only hope. Looks like a blast.
From fast delivery to explosive entertainment, it's on Prime. For only $8.99 a month, join now. Content includes limited ads, subscription auto-renews. For more information, go to amazon.co.uk/prime.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, July 17th. I'm Mariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. Current and former Meta directors and shareholders have reached a settlement in their data privacy lawsuit, ending the trial on its second day. This means the executives and board members will avoid testifying about their response to the Cambridge Analytica scandal. In 2018, a group of shareholders sued some members of the board of what was then known as Facebook, including Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg and former Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg. The plaintiffs said the directors didn't ensure the company protected its users' data. Terms for the settlement weren't disclosed. OpenAI has launched ChatGPT Agent, which lets users automate tasks like online shopping, creating spreadsheets, and PowerPoint presentations. The agent works just like OpenAI's existing operator agent by accessing the internet through its own browser. But the new agent is equipped with, quote, deep research capabilities that allow for it to work with larger amounts of information it gathers from the web. The company said it'll be available to Pro, Plus, and Team users today, and available for enterprise and education users later this summer. And finally, defense tech startup Hadrian said it raised $260 million in debt and equity to expand production of its critical defense components and complete a 270,000-square-foot factory in Arizona. President Trump wants to speed up America's lagging munitions production and revitalize deteriorated shipyards. Hadrian aims to do just that with the help of workforce robots and is now armed with this fresh funding to boost it. Backers of the deal include Founders Fund, Lux Capital, and Morgan Stanley. And that's a wrap on your Tech Minutes today. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.